Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host only for this morning, because I am delighted and excited and super-duper proud that we are launching our new radio show today called, and I'm going to say a little drum roll, it's called Business is Personal and What You Do Matters. And I am very excited to introduce our new show host, Shawn Marie Turi, who is the owner of We Flaunt. And Shawn Marie, are you there, my dear?
I am here, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, we're excited to do this new show, new focus, new attitude. It's like it complements some of our other shows every Monday. But I want our listeners and all of our, you know, folks around the U.S. to kind of hear about you and your background and all of that. But, you know, I think first thing, just because we want to really introduce the new concept of the show, what, you know, when you came up with the idea of business is personal and what you do matters, what's kind of the focus as you see the underlying theme here? It's like, what's going to be your take and your focus for your radio show as we go forward?
Well, the motivation or inspiration behind business is personal and what you do matters really has to do with the fact that I know that it's kind of an old saying that it's business, it's not personal, and I actually was in a conversation with some people about that very thing. And what really struck me is that business actually is deeply and profoundly personal, because those of us who are driving businesses and we're entrepreneurs, or we're part of a really wonderful corporation, or we're working for a really great company, and the owners have come to us as inspired professionals with their mission and their vision. You know, I think that people that are out there doing what it is that they really love and who really want their work to matter in the world, it is incredibly personal to them. And I think where the divide comes is that we don't need to take it personally. We're not going to be the right fit for everyone, and that goes with business across the board. I don't care if you are a maker of gourmet cupcakes, or if you are a veterinarian, or if you're running a nonprofit art center. No one is going to be the right fit for everyone. And so it's not about taking, you know, the fact that we only have a certain part of the market share personally. It's really about that what we do and what we bring to the marketplace, what we bring to our profession, what we bring to our craft is incredibly and deeply personal, and I think that is genuinely where our business comes from. That is the message that people connect to. It's why we're doing what we do, not so much what we've chosen to do, but the reason behind it. So really the drive and the purpose with the show is connecting with really inspiring, creative, talented professionals and entrepreneurs who really believe that what they do in the world matters, and how they maneuver and how they've navigated, their role in that particular category or vertical. You know, how have they maneuvered the changing transition of technology, and, you know, what do they do when they're at that point where they're ready to take things to the next level and they're growing and expanding, and, you know, and we're going to be talking about what's working and what's not working and how to recover from a really challenging experience, and, you know, and all those things that really make what we do profoundly personal and meaningful, while at the same time, being able to get up and dust ourselves off and get back on track when things maybe take a left when we were expecting to go right.
Oh, man, that's a hot subject right there, just, you know, how to get things back on track, I got to say. I love that. And, you know, when you first, you know, we were kind of ideating over what the show was going to be called with your focus, it's like what's so, you know, funny and it was amazing was just where we were going down a path, and then when you came up with this kind of concept, it was like there was so much more excitement and passion, you know, for you and your voice, and that's what I love based on this subject, because I do think, I totally agree with you that business is personal, and, you know, for small businesses to succeed in the marketplace, it's like, well, you know, there's that phrase out there that always says, you know, it's business, it's not personal. You know, give me an idea of where for you, it's like, how does this topic resonate for you and the services and the business that you provide? I mean, how is it that, you know, business is personal for you and what you do matters? I'm kind of curious, based on your kind of area of expertise as a coach and a consultant to entrepreneurs.
So where it's really personal for me, Michelle, is that I absolutely positively want to help my clients move their businesses forward and move their lives forward. And if I sit down with somebody and they're ready to go, so they say, but I can feel there's some resistance there. For me, it is, and one of the conversations, and I think that this could certainly be, you know, saved for another time, but there's a conversation around revenue generation and profit and things like that that I think is incredibly essential, but I only bring that up in this sense that for me, it's not about the money in the sense that I would rather say to someone, you know what, I don't think that this is the right fit, but I'm going to refer you to someone or to a service or to an organization who I think would really be the right fit for you. So in that regard, it is really personal to me that I am very clear that whoever I work with or whoever I take on as a client, that it's really the right fit for both of us. And I am really intuitive, and I'm very keen on listening to my gut when I know if that's the right fit or not. And because I want to make a difference in the world and I want to make a difference with my clients, I'm just very connected to asking questions that I know will help me identify whether or not we're the right fit for one another. Because the other thing that I do, Michelle, is that it is really about doing the work. And so if I'm meeting with someone who's talking about, you know, where they want to take things in their business, but they've also admitted that there's certain things that they just don't want to do, and I know that those are the things that need to be done to move things forward, then that's a whole other conversation. And if they're not coachable, if they are not ready to really do this work, then maybe it's not the right time for us to work together. And so when I say business is personal, it's really because I am personally invested in their well-being. And it is not about me taking on every client. It's about me taking on the right client. Because if I'm working with someone who I know is not really genuinely ready to go there and to start unpacking what's working and what's not working and start to change things so that they can create the results that they want in their business and a life that they really desire and love, then I'm not going to be the right fit for them. And I think that that's not always the case with business. Sometimes people are like, I'm just so happy to have clients. But I feel like when we start to go there, what happens is that we disconnect from what our message and our mission really was originally, you know, which is to be, you know, deliver the best handmade candles in, you know, in their category, or, you know, really help businesses get to six figures or seven figures or whatever our mission is. And I think that's part of it too, Michelle, where this business is personal component really comes in. It's like, who do we really want to be as founders and as CEOs and as directors of marketing and as a small business owners? If we don't start with why is this so important to us and why are we doing what we're doing and why does this matter so much to me? If we don't start there, then I feel like we're starting with a handicap, because all of our decisions should be based from that place. Like, is this actually moving me closer to being the kind of business owner or entrepreneur or executive that I genuinely want to be, or is it moving me further away from that? And that's really where I come in, because sometimes when we're working in a bubble and we don't have someone supporting us in that conversation, we forget. And we get into the grind of the day-to-day, and we, you know, and we disconnect from why we started this in the first place, which I think is 9 times out of 10 deeply personal.
Well, and I love that. And I think, you know, I mean, gosh, it's like, wow, I could just listen to you go on, because it's like, you know, I think every business, you know, wants to continue to have the passion, the drive, you know, the excitement. And it's like, just when you get involved in the day-to-day things, I have to say I'm a perfect example, because I've been dealing with technology issues for the last couple of weeks. And it's like, man, it's like you just say, you know, it's like, why am I dealing with this? So I'm curious on your standpoint, how do you, you know, how, or maybe, I don't know how you would share this, but it's like, how do you delve into helping a business find that, you know, that where it matters? I mean, is it through questioning? Talk us through, for our listeners, you know, if they own businesses, and many do that are listening, and it's like, what are some of the things that you might suggest to them, and how they kind of go about making sure that it's like, you know, they stay true to the reason why things matter for them and their business? How do you do that?
Well, it definitely starts with a conversation, without a doubt. And, you know, I mean, Michelle, this is going to sound so simple and so elementary, but it's really amazing how many people struggle with this. But it's about being an exceptional listener, and it's about being completely present. So if you, you know, and I say this to anyone who wants to either connect with their clients in this way, or if they're wanting to do this work on their own, it is about not being distracted. And so when I meet with a client, it is very important to me that I'm really leaning in. And to borrow, you know, a term from Sheryl Sandberg, which has a really different meaning for me, but you'll notice when people are talking, like when somebody's really engaged, and they don't have to necessarily physically lean in, but there is a leaning in that happens, like I'm really here and I'm really listening. And if we are in a conversation with a prospective client, what we need to be willing to do is to completely surrender to having any expectation, like having any attachment to the outcome. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but it's what really serves that conversation the best. Is if you can go to those meetings and go into those conversations with the idea of completely being of service to this other person or to this other organization or to a board. So it doesn't matter if you're presenting to one person or a room of 1,000 people. If you are really there in the spirit of just being completely present for them, really honoring the fact that if this is the right fit, then we'll all know it. Being completely transparent and really letting them know, like, this is about us getting to the bottom of what's working for you, what's not working for you. And what I can tell you, too, the second part of your question is if somebody is struggling with that and saying, you know what, I don't really know why I started this business, or I'm not really, like, if you're talking to someone or if you yourself are feeling unclear about that, a really great place to start is to just put your phone on mute, turn off your computer, get out a piece of paper and a pen or pencil, and start writing down what is it that I love and what is it that I'm really good at. And in no particular order and completely free of judgment, and not pausing because you think, well, what I really want to do is play a guitar, but that's ridiculous because I've got 4 kids and there's not enough time in the day, or, you know, to do that, putting all that aside, all judgment aside, just starting with what do I love and what am I really good at, and reconnecting to quite possibly really what the essence of what started you down that path was to begin with, if in fact you have forgotten or if you are struggling with getting back in touch with what that was. So to recap,
that
being a great listener, being completely present, writing down what you love and what you're good at. Those would be my 4 tips.
No, and I love that. I think, you know, going a little bit, you know, deeper is one of the things I hear so much from women entrepreneurs, or any entrepreneur, quite frankly, you know, is that there are these highs and lows. You know, there are some days, if you can visualize, the kind of like, you know, Titanic, where I'm on top of the world, you know, I'm king of the world, that kind of stuff. You feel like you're on it, you're zipping, you're getting stuff done, client relationships are working well, you're closing business, and then, you know, flip it forward a few days or weeks or whatever it is for any entrepreneur, and then you've got those lows, which are, you know, just the head trash of what am I doing, I'm going to give this up, it's like this just isn't working. I mean, that's what I see so much. I mean, tell me how you, do you deal with that a lot, where it's like you're just dealing with some of those highs and lows with entrepreneurs that, you know, it's hard, you know, because there's not really, you know, the kind of even keel like working for somebody else. You are going to have highs or lows. How do you, I mean, or do you deal with that? And then how would you work with someone? Because that's all of us, I think.
Michelle, I never, ever have that issue. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You liar.
No, seriously.
Liar.
Oh, I am so lying. No, I absolutely. Absolutely positively deal with that. So this is my seventh business, and it has taken all of these other iterations of who I am to get to the point where I'm at now. I can tell you right now that WeFont and Sean Marie Tori International, this is what I was born to do. But it took all of these other businesses and working for other people to really get me to this point. And what I can tell you is that hands down, what without question works for me when I am feeling blue, when I'm feeling like I'm not enough, when I'm feeling like I am so not ready, when I feel like I've bit off more than I can chew, or that I had this really grand idea yesterday and it sounded brilliant and I started putting it out there and now I'm thinking, what was I thinking? Who am I to think that I can pull this off? Like all that, like you called it chatter, all of that stuff that comes up for all of us. The only thing, Michelle, that has ever worked for me that changes that is physical action. So whether it's that I jump on the treadmill, I get out of my bubble and I leave the office and I go and I meet, you know, a girlfriend for a glass of wine, I call a prospective client and get out of myself. I call another business owner or a peer or a friend and I just say, you know, hey, I was thinking about you. Is there anything I can do for you today? What I have to do is actually move and take action and do something that is completely contrary to the way that I'm feeling. Because a lot of times that feeling of doubt or fear or agony or whatever it is that I'm going through, it's really just a distraction. And it's really just keeping me from what it is that I really need to be doing next. But at the same time, Michelle, sometimes I just need to honor that. You know, there are times that I just am in it. And so I think that coming back to the point I made a few minutes ago about not judging where we're at, I think that if we make a conscious decision that we know that is what is going to assist us in feeling better, and that's really what this comes down to. All of those thoughts generate a particular way that we feel, and how we feel then tends to stop us in our tracks. But I think if we can just say, you know what, this is just how I feel. I'm heartbroken. I'm in physical pain. I have a headache. I'm just feeling sad, or I'm feeling anxious. Sometimes we just need to be in it for a little while. But I think knowing that we are choosing that is really where we win and where we kind of regain our say, you know what, I'm just going to be in this for a while. In fact, I'm going to completely unplug for a bit and I'm going to take myself to the movies today. I'm just going to give myself a personal day off to recoup and everything that I need to get done, all the stuff that I'm dealing with, it'll be here tomorrow. Or if it's really something where we know that we need to get out of it, then the power is really in the choice. I mean, it is literally a nanosecond away for us to feel better. And it is, for me, if I'm ready to get out of whatever funk I'm in, it is about taking an action, often contrary to how I'm feeling. So I'll call somebody else and see how they're doing. I'll, you know, drive down the street and give a, you know, homeless person, you know, $10, or I'll just do something to change my environment and to change the way that I'm feeling instantaneously, because what I want is on the other side of this feeling. And mm-hmm. the only way out of it is through it. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, do a magic trick and get around it, you know, and I have to go through it. And oftentimes, Michelle, that is a muscle that we need to exercise. And you and I have had this conversation, Michelle. Being a business owner, or really being in business in any aspect, is not for the faint of heart. You know,
yeah,
so if somebody is looking for easy, or if somebody is looking for consistent, or if somebody is looking for something vanilla, it is not this. It is not entrepreneurship. It is not being a creative spirit out in the world. You know, it's, if you want to punch a clock, then this is not it. So I think going into this kind of work, what's that?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was interrupting you because I was totally agreeing and going, man, it's not for the faint of heart. I mean, stuff that comes out of nowhere that you just think, oh, my gosh, I'm on top of this. And it's like through just, you know, the kind of things that happen in the universe, you know, whether it's technology
Absolutely.
Or whether it's staffing issues or whether it's the economy or all of that. It's like you have to punt in such a different way. But, man, the head can really get in the way of that. And I think that's a part of what you're so good at delving into with people and giving ourselves a break, you know. But we only have a few more minutes, and it's like it's always amazing to me how things go so quick on this show. But talk, you know, it's amazing, right? It's like tell a little bit about your background, because I know you come from quite a few successful businesses, and I know you're definitely on a mission to work with small businesses and entrepreneurs. But talk about your background, Shawn Marie, because you've had quite a few businesses you've built, and I'm not sure if you sold them or not. I'm not sure of your story on that one. I just know you've run other businesses and started them. So what's your story, girl? Tell us your story.
So I think that I was just really made for business. My first real business was a lemonade stand out in the front yard when I was 9 years old. And whether I was in Brownies or Girl Scouts or softball or what have you, they all had like these fundraising opportunities, and I was inevitably like one of the top three sellers, regardless of what it was. It was candy or it was candles, or it didn't matter. And so I, at a very young age, I just had this gift for connecting with people. And I went to work when I was 13 years old at a local coffee shop for a gentleman named Moshe Stepinski, who I'm still in contact with today, and I follow him. And he was incredibly instrumental in my life, and I worked for him until I was 18. But I started my real traditional business, if you will, of actually having employees and making money when I was 22 years old. And I had that business for 10 years and had over 30 employees. And that particular business I actually ended up selling. I sold all of our equipment. We were doing custom apparel and apparel manufacturing. And we sold all of our equipment to one company and our client base to another. And then I went on to start six other businesses. I had a bookstore with my husband and a publishing company with my husband. I was the art director or the executive director and helped start a nonprofit art center. I owned a boutique candle company myself, which my mom has now taken over. And I've done everything from brick and mortar to service-based businesses. And in between each business that I had, I went to work for someone. So I worked for small company mom and pop, and I worked for giant corporations where I was given a ton of stock options and our stock split. And so I have this really incredible diverse background and experiences working with, you know, C-level executives and stay-at-home moms. And I know that all of that has really led me to where I am now, which is, you know, having this genuine connection with entrepreneurs and, you know, small to large businesses and really helping them connect to what it is that they really want to be doing and making a difference out in the world while making a lot of money. It's really my mission.
I love that mission because, you know, my favorite phrase someone said the other day, it's like, it's okay to love it, and they mean money. It's like, okay, it's all right. You can love money. It's not a bad thing. It's like as an entrepreneur, it's like I love profit more than money, but it's one of those things that you know, you kind of look back on. Shift forward for me, and I want to kind of entice our listeners to, you know, make sure that they pay attention to this particular radio show, because you know, again, you're, I know, working on getting some of your guests on the show, but describe some of the different women that I'm hoping, you know, our listeners will hopefully be enticed to jump in and listen on. I mean, who are you going to go out there and reach to try to interview as you kind of look at launching your show and getting some hopefully amazing women entrepreneurs on board? Any thoughts on who you're trying to reach out to and who they might be, and can you describe any of them? Or get us excited, Shawn Marie.
Absolutely. I've got a really wonderful list of future guests that I'm working on. Kelly Lucente, who is from Rachel Marketing, she is a complete genius. She has actually transitioned from a really employmentship at a very big advertising and marketing company. She was single-handedly responsible for bringing the brand Rollerblade to the market, and she has shifted into really working more with entrepreneurs and mid-sized businesses while she still maintains this corporate client base. But she's really, I mean, she's kind of an entrepreneur's dream. And she's the girl that you go to if you're really ready to make things happen. So Kelly's amazing. Tasha Oldman, who is a filmmaker and, again, came from working with the Travel Channel and working with David Lynch to starting and launching her own business, and she now is very similar to Kelly. She's working on these monster budget, huge corporation, working with them on their commercials, and also works with small and medium entrepreneurs, and she's spectacular. There's a couple of gals I know who started a company called Montage Legal Group, and they were both attorneys for a large firm and were really dissatisfied with how challenging it was for women in the legal profession to be sensational attorneys while also being moms. And so they started this boutique firm called Montage Legal, and all of their attorneys are women, and they all get to work from home while really servicing their clients and being these rock star attorneys. And so they really took a model that was very kind of traditional, you know, good old boys club, so to speak, you know, no judgment there, but just kind of calling it what it is. And they saw a way to take something that was very traditional in the aspect of how it was run, and they do it completely differently. And they did it their way. And I got some financial people and some really creative and health-oriented entrepreneurs that we're talking to. And there's a gal who I'm actually in communication with now. She started a nail polish company, and it's this vegan fingernail polish, and her company is called Spa Ritual. And she is just a phenomenal, phenomenal businesswoman and entrepreneur, and some photographers, and it's just going to be really, really fun, Michelle. We've got some authors coming up and some speakers and creative types to business types to technology to wealth management to vintage clothing. So we kind of have a really, really fun mix to look forward to. And I think the bottom line is that all of our guests, you know, they have a story which I think is really going to resonate with our listeners, that we are all in this together, that there is really no one who hasn't, you know, probably been through something that our listeners have either been through or are going through. And, you know, whether your goal is to make, you know, $60,000 a year or $60 million a year, I think that we're all dealing with very similar topics, which is that, you know, there really is enough business for everyone, and what you do matters, and that you are enough. That's really it. Like, you are enough to go and create a life and business that you love, and to be unapologetic to stand up and say, you know what, this is what I really want, and this is why I want to do it. And I think at the end of the day, that's really what all of our guests have in common.
Very cool. I know we're on that. We've got like less than 60 seconds, but, you know, for people that want to reach you, we've got a link to your site, you know, on our radio show write-up, Shawn Marie. But how do you, is there a way that you'd like people to reach you if they want to contact you? And then we are deep or done, unless there's one last little final thing you'd like to leave us with and to our listeners to entice them to listen for the future.
I just want to thank everyone, Michelle, for being on board today. And if you like what you hear, please tell your friends or share the link with them. And you know, I think what I want to leave you with really is what I said a few minutes ago, that you are enough and that there is plenty of business for all of us. And, you know, that what you do really, really matters. And you can reach me at SeanMarie333@gmail.com.
Awesome deal. For all of our listeners, we'll be back again next Monday. SeanMarie, thank you. Can't wait till we see you in June for the launch of your show on your own as opposed to me. And for all of our listeners, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Michelle.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.